It's March, and that's Women's History Month once again, a national cultural observation that has its roots right here in Sonoma County. What is now the National Women's History Project began with the shared dream of five local women. One of them was Molly Murphy McGregor.
We sat around and planned this. Our fantasy was, well, first Sonoma County, then the nation, then the world. We hadn't thought about the month, per se, but we thought about the reach of it because we knew how much women's history transforms people's lives.
McGregor, who remains the organization's executive director, recalls that they identified their starting point through an informal survey of school resources in one Sonoma County city.
Their project was to look at three libraries in the different schools in Petaluma, and they did. And of the 3 to 7 books they discovered about women at all, from biography to science to whatever, 3 to 7, depending upon the library, they hadn't been checked out in anywhere from 5 to 15 years.
So, one of the first tasks the new group set to work on was the construction of curriculum materials for teachers to use.
We knew that the schools were the major transmitters of culture, and we wanted to give teachers this new information. In 1977, when we first began doing the statistics, 9 out of 10 young girls would marry. But 9 out of 10 of them would also work for 35 years outside the home. So the issue wasn't whether or not they would work, it was what kind of jobs would they have.
In 1980, with the sponsorship of key members of Congress, including the critical but unexpected support of Orrin Hatch, Republican senator from Utah, the Women's History Project persuaded the federal government to recognize a National Women's History Week beginning March 8th, which was already designated globally as International Women's Day. But the week had to be reaffirmed each year. So, in 1987, McGregor says, they went back to Capitol Hill seeking a broader declaration.
14 states had already declared March as Women's History Month. And so we went back to Congress and said, we have 14 states. Don't you think it's time that Congress declares March as Women's History Month? We faced huge opposition from people like Strom Thurmond and all those men who thought that it was inappropriate to talk about the fact that women had ever been servants or slaves. But Hatch, because he is so grounded in history, his passion is history, and his staff was passionate about it because it's always the staffers back there. They're always the ones that get the job done. Anyway, we got the resolution passed that from 1987 on, March would be Women's History Month.
We are now a few days into the 25th Women's History Month. And for the local organization, what was once a paper-based educational effort is now circling the globe digitally. McGregor says the National Women's History Project is leaning heavily on web-based research and electronic communications now to help the American-based project reach out to women in other nations and cultures to explore their history.
In every country, in any historical time, women have been a major force in their history. And now we, because of the research possibilities we have, we actually get to document it. I challenge people all the time. You send me a country, a decade, and ask me what women have done. And although I can't tell you, I can certainly find the researchers who can. And that's wonderful. That's amazing. Women as a force in history from the beginning have always been amazing.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.